This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you are in, and I, you and I are in for a treat. This next hour will be with Joey from Michigan. And if you want to know what it's like when I'm off the air and I'm on the phone with one of our instructors, you're going to get a chance to see what it's like. And I just love chatting with Joey because it's a treat for me. He's so bright. He's so innovative. He is way outside the box in so many things. He knows so much about so much. And during the next hour, we're going to share with you some thoughts about electricity, tractors. Where are tractors made? You know, where do they come from? You're going to be surprised when you hear this. Welcome, Joey from Michigan.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Thanks for such a modest introduction on me.
Well, you know, I wanted to, I was thinking about, you know, tractors years ago. I was thinking about, you know, clearing some land. And, you know, when Joey listens to the broadcast, in class he is an instructor, when he listens to the broadcast, he'll call me and he'll say, you know, I heard you say such and such about a tractor or a piece of equipment or hoses or hydraulics or belts or rubber parts or oils. He'll call me and he'll give me his thoughts on it. And they're always brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So I'm very fortunate to have Joey as a close friend, and I just love it when he's on the air with us. So, you know, Joey, in America, a typical morning in America is, the alarm goes off, and we reach over and hit the snooze button, get another 10 minutes, and then we wake up, and, oh, man, got to go to work, and bedroom light goes on, and the bathroom light goes on, the electric toothbrush gets powered up, we hop in the shower, grab the hair dryer, and we go down to the kitchen or over to the kitchen, turn on the kitchen light, open the refrigerator, grab a bottle of milk, put some bread in the toaster, open that instant cereal, put it in the microwave oven, put a pot of coffee on the stove, take a plate out of the dishwasher, and, you know, put the toast on it and butter it up and touch up that shirt that we just got out of the dryer, clothes dryer, so we can get ready to go to work. I mean, that's just for starters, right? And everything I just mentioned is powered by electricity, everything. So now the question is, what happens if we don't have electricity? Boy, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Joey?
Well, this conversation occurred because last week somebody in my area hit the light pole and turned the power off. And I came home to eat dinner and I had no power. And, well, how long was I not going to have power? An hour? 4 hours? But that was when reality hit home. It's like, what if that was a solar flare? What if anything? What if I didn't have power for 2 weeks? And I'm a generator. But having a generator and having fuel to run a generator for a week or two is one thing. What happens when you wake up and you don't have power for a month or 3 months, as Matt or Rick would be talking about with a solar flare and EMP? How different does your world evolve? how do you even start to function and imagine a day in a life that we take for granted? You know, running water, flush a toilet, make a pot of coffee, open a refrigerator. Open a refrigerator and get a surprise when you put your groceries in and the light's not on. You're like, now what? The bulb burned out? And you look at the stove. Oh, the clock's off. Oh, we have no power. You want to cook dinner, you have a well. So you want a glass of water, go get one out of the sink. Go see, just think in your mind, just as simple as you could make it, how a day would be without electricity. And not just one day, because everybody's had one or two days. Think about a week or a month without power, how different your world will be. You know, something nobody ever thinks about, everybody had in the early part of the country, an outhouse. How important would an outhouse be if you couldn't use your toilet in your house? Because you're not going to look like a poodle out in your yard leaving little puddles and piles, right? Think about that stuff. That's what the class really needs to think about. That's the message for today. And electricity is just one part of it. Go back to without electricity, you have no fuel. Without no fuel, you have no transportation train. Without no transportation chain, you're limited on the amount of food you're going to have. You know, and like Rick mentioned a few weeks ago, if you have wild turkeys, do you kill them all and eat them, or do you put them in a fence and try to raise them and keep growing a turkey? Well, then if you have them in a fence, what do you feed that turkey? Because he's a funny thing about a turkey. He wants to eat too. So how do you answer that question, Ben?
Joey, as you say this, it really strikes a note with, in reality. It really does, because back in the 1950s here in Missouri, there was a drought, and the cows didn't have grass, and so the hunters, you know, the farmers couldn't keep their cows, so they sold them off, and the ones they did keep, they literally cut trees down. They cut trees down so the cows would eat the leaves. That's how desperate the farmers were. And as far as deer and squirrels, they were shot within days. Deer were almost extinct here in this part of Missouri during that drought in the 1950s. I'm not kidding. And we all know about the first day of hunting season. Everyone goes out that hunts on that day because there's slimmer pickings every day after that day. So you're absolutely right. How many people have outhouses? How many people have a 5-gallon bucket, Joey, to take the place of a temporary, be the temporary outhouse? How many people have a 5-gallon bucket? And then what do you do with the contents of the bucket?
It's a whole new learning curve, Vince. And, you know, as you and I were briefly talking about this earlier, how simple, just say you were in a subdivision neighborhood, 14 homes, 14 neighbors, and actually there were 14 generators. Mm-hmm. But you didn't know how much power you had. Would you run all 14 generators? Because that's really what we as an American, I don't even know how to properly say that, but we'll just leave it at that. It's all about us. It's not about all of us. All about us. Everybody's an individualist here. Nobody, when Miles talks about their little village and everybody pulls together, that's a different mind game that they're used to, having been through two world wars and having to restart. You know, we're a fat, lazy society. We produce two things, death and sickness. That is what we specialize in. The leeching parasites that have drowned this country and ruined it, they've basically castrated us as an industrial nation. They've removed the testicles of this beast that we called a country. They've outsourced everything, you know, like you brought up about tractors. Where is a tractor made today? I don't think they make a tractor in this country. Everything's made abroad. All the major companies go abroad because of the labor. But if you take this deeper, how is it possible that in 20 years you take a third world country like China, create a world superpower? They don't have an EPA. They don't have any environmental programs. They don't have anything. Our EPA can flood the Colorado River, poison everything. Ah, no problem. They can have issues wherever they go. They can have leaky power plants. Don't worry about it. We're going to raise the radiation level a little more because we can do that. We tweak it. It'll be okay. Now we've banned crab fishing off the west coast of California because of a bacteria, or is it really because of radiation coming from Fukushima? How does this, when does everybody wake up? When is the dream over, and when does reality, when do you walk into reality? That's something everybody should be thinking, and if there's any one thing they take from this show today, is to start thinking outside of the box and start thinking about how you're going to use your intuition. Because the close friends from our inner circle, everybody thinks with their intuition. Rick's book about the intuition, yeah, it's great if you're a Navy SEAL, but just to be alive in an up-and-coming future, even when you're at a stoplight, you go through it because it's yellow, or can you make it? Your intuition says go or stop every time. Next time you want to test your intuition, be on the expressway and think, should I get off on this exit or not? If your little voice says get off and you don't, it's usually a 30-minute detour by the time you make the next turnaround, come back. So start looking inside yourself for some of your answers and start formulating something that's a God-given right is your intuition. It was given to you as an extra precaution, I mean, to teach you. With all the cell phones, with all the games, with all the kids playing ridiculous games, and the IQ coming down hour after hour, day after day with the toxic food. But let's think about this. Let this format. You want most of the people listening to this today will go, wow, he's a nutcase. Get him a tinfoil hat. But you know, in a week or two, you'll start to notice little bits and pieces, and you'll start to question them. You'll start to look at something a little bit different. You'll have to wonder why we have a man that goes to Cuba to talk to two really wonderful people, Raul and Fidel. Such good guys. I mean, he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Probably Fidel and Raul should get Nobel Peace Prize, you know, for encouraging people to flee a country on an inner tube, in a raft, and go 90 miles in shark-infested water. They'd rather take their chances dying than live in such a beautiful country as Cuba. Isn't that fascinating? And then you have the Pope. He goes there, and he's rubbing himself. Oh, you guys are wonderful. How is this working? What world are we living in that it's all distorted?
Class, this is what, if you were eavesdropping on a phone call with Joey from Michigan and me, this is what it'd be like. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion about what would life be like without electricity. We want to make sure you understand that you need to get ready. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey from Michigan's with us. And so, Joey, you mentioned that there's this neighborhood, this hypothetical neighborhood, with 14 houses, 14 families, and everyone has a generator, and the electricity goes out, whether it be from a storm or a solar flare. And let's say we don't know. We don't know if the power is going to be back in a minute, an hour, a day, a week, a month, or years. Okay, but if you think about it, the typical family probably has a 5 gallon gas can. It can either be full or empty or somewhere in between, and so that's for the lawnmower, right? And you know, well, it's also great for the generator, but so 5 gallons. Let's say every 5 gallon can in everyone's garage in this neighborhood that we're imagining is full. That's 70 gallons. So if everybody fires up his generator, as we probably would do in America, because we wouldn't talk with our neighbors and see if they, you know, if there was a better plan, we'd just do our own thing. That's 5 hours of generating power. That's it, and we're done. 5 hours. We'd run out of gasoline. Or, you know, there could be a better plan, which is let's talk with the neighbors and, you know, maybe we could use that 70 gallons of fuel to a better way. Maybe one generator, maybe the most efficient generator, we could figure out which one that is and use that one to run the well pump and make sure everyone has water. You know? But we don't think like that, Joey.
Well, it's even worse than that, Vince, because I always think outside of the box, and I was thinking about the 5 gallon bucket, not necessarily to use as a potty chair, but as a container to carry water. Let's just assume we decide to pull 14 homes, 14 generators. So because those generators have a life expectancy of what, 40 days, 30 days, if they're running an hour a day.
30 days.
Okay, so let's just assume we take it to the worst-case scenario. 14 people, 14 generators, 14 times 30, great. Now all of a sudden we've got a year and change in a power source to get water. That's assuming we could figure out where to get the rest of the gasoline. But let's say we've got one generator running, one pump running, but now we don't have a way to carry water from house to house where you could carry it, store it in your bathtub. You know, nobody, why would you ever think that way? I mean, this is the golden calf. This is the land of opportunity. Nothing bad happens here. Even when Katrina happens and all those people are in a stadium and they're, you know, doing their business in a bathroom on the floor and all over, and when you look at it, they need to send a hazmat crew in to clean that disaster zone up from all the waste. And the way our wonderful public officials, they're like a severe rectal rash in charge of a virus. These people, they didn't care that those people were treated inhumanely, and they just blew it off. And then the pathetic media just ignores it. Can you imagine if that's an everyday scenario? Could you imagine if that was the next year? And let's just say it was in the next year, and you only had to deal with that for a year. What if it prolongs? What if, as Matt would say, those transformers, when they go out, you know, they take a two-year waiting list, a year to get one now, and they're only made in China and India because, again, all the human vomit in this country, oh, yeah, we can't make that here. It's very, very bad. It's not for our benefit. What is for our benefit? To castrate the greatest cow in the world, a bull, and turn it into a steer? And a steer that they're feeding hormones and steroids, so it's not even edible meat. And that's the, as Rick would call it, a metaphor of our country. It's useless. And then when Clinton gave and passed the law that all national parks are going to be used as collateral to whoever loaned us money, so who is probably the largest lender to us abroad, and now they're going to get all our natural parks? And all the natural resources, you know, lumber, oil, whatever's there, gold, silver. Who would that be? Oh, I forget. Oh, you want Asagi rice? I make you a very special yellow tea. Very good. You'll enjoy. Would that be China? Yeah, that could be China. What are we talking about? How does this, who lets this happen? And everybody's fighting, whether they're voting for Trump or for Bernie or for Hillary, the wonderful, whatever. All these people. How does this happen? Everybody's distracted with the sideshow. They're watching the freak spin on a stick at the circus. And the seals are playing the horns over here. Here, have a fish. You did a good job. When does everybody wake up? I'm afraid when they wake up, the fat lady already sang, and the show's over, and they're like rubbing their head in disbelief. How did this happen?
And we're right
all
back.
The blame.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Joey from Michigan's with us and this hour. And we're talking about what life would be like without electricity. And we're talking about society spiraling out of control. And, Joey, let me just share with you one thought. I was at the county courthouse many years ago talking with some of the commissioners. And they were complaining that the police had this hidden fuel tank in the woods. So the police cars would drive, you know, down this nondescript driveway into the woods where there was this gasoline storage tank that they would fill their police cars from. And they thought it was a big secret and no one knew about it except for the police. And what they found was as gasoline kept increasing in price, you know, to around $3+ a gallon, people were stealing the gas from this particular tank. And it was locked. The caps were welded. I mean, it was very securely sealed so that you couldn't easily, you know, take gas from it. What the thieves did was they just bypassed all that. They took a cordless drill and they drilled through the side of the tank. And this tank just released the gasoline into containers, and then the thieves would just leave. Now, they didn't seal up the leak. They just took the fuel, and then after they left, the fuel continued to pour out on the ground. That is individual greed at its finest, right?
That's what we breed into American people today. That's what our media has changed. Everybody, the day of Andy Griffith Show and Fonzie and Happy Days, that country, that thought pattern doesn't exist anymore. They have converted everyone into being a freeloading parasite. You know, the bottom line is, it's not even about preparing with goods as much as it's preparing with knowledge. Goods, they come and go. People with a larger group, they come, they take your stuff. And most of the people that will be taking your stuff will be the ones that have been running the show the whole time. I think you refer to them as the blue plague. The bottom line is, the only way they can take your knowledge is if they kill you. And with knowledge, it's like that little, what do you call it, that little story about you give a man a fish, he eats for the day. You teach him how to fish, he eats forever. Well, the most important thing is to have knowledge of different survival scenarios, whether it's catching a fish, boiling water. You know, hopefully that page we've been kind of working on for some alternative energy and tinctures and salves, where it'll be like a bit of a forum where you can look, call, write, whatever it's going to be. It's just about in the past the incubation stage. It's about in the sprouting stage. Going to be looking forward to callers and listeners and class to give us input. You know, who built a windmill? Did you build a vertical one or a helical one? Who has been learning and experimenting with building an iron Edison battery? Who is good at distilling alcohol, whether it's to run your car, whether it's moonshine, or whether it's to make tinctures, which are going to be so important as the system slowly breaks down? You know, how do you make a tincture? When do you pick the product? Whether, I mean, do you pick the leaf when it's dry? Do you pick it when it's green? I mean, you pick it when it's green if you're going to distill it and make an oil. But when do you pick it? And do you pick it in the morning? Do you pick it at night? Because there's so many variables. And, you know, in this moment in time when we have so much access to so much knowledge on the internet, and everybody's busy. Oh, I got to watch a football game. Oh, I got to watch a baseball game. Oh, we're going to Little Johnny soccer game. Oh, we got to go see. Yeah, well, this is going to be wonderful. Oh, we're going to pizza tonight. Keep going. Keep running with the ball. Enjoy it. Live for the moment. Because it's going to be a lot harder to get a little bit of knowledge later. Most people, when you go to these secondhand stores, the books that people are throwing away because it's so inconvenient. Oh, it's got clutter. Ooh, you can't store a book. Where are you going to get the book later when UPS or FedEx or PayPal or Amazon is really not too functional? How's that going to work? The power grid goes down. Even if you had all this stuff stored on a portable hard drive and you had access to, you know, 40,000 pages of very critical information, what miracle is it going to take to process that information when the system doesn't work to open the computer? How is any of this going to work? How do you think about that, Ben?
Joey, I can tell you with absolute certainty that motherboards, even though the processors in computers may last a long time, the motherboards have capacitors on them that don't last a long time. So if you think that a motherboard, or the main board as they might be called now on a computer, might last you know, forever. That's not the case. We might be getting 12 years out of a motherboard before the capacitors start exploding, literally, on these motherboards. It's not. It's just a little pop. It's not really a safety issue unless, you know, you're looking really close with your naked eye when one of these explodes. But these capacitors do not last forever. You know, some of the solid-state components will last a lot longer, but the capacitors don't. So Joey's right. If you're thinking that you're going to have it on your computer or the Internet's always going to be working, I think you might be in for a surprise. You know, how many people put their pictures on floppy disks? And how would you read a floppy disk today? They don't work. You know, floppy disks are... If you have a floppy disk that you can read, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing, because none of mine are readable. And if you put them on DVDs or compact discs, and you think that you're going to be able to read those, well, the devices that read them have capacitors in them. So if you think that you can hand those down for generations to family members to see what, you know, what your ancestors look like, you're probably not going to be able to read those media. That's just the way it is. So we think we're lulled into believing that things last a lot longer than they do. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to talk about, Joey, is we were talking about tractors. And I have an old 1974 Ford tractor. It's a Ford 3000. They were made in three countries. They were built in Belgium, England, and the United States. We think that, you know, if a tractor, we probably think the tractors are made here. And this is in 1974, this model was available and manufactured in three different countries. In 1990, I was talking to the owner of a equipment company, a farm equipment company. It sold tractors and implements and so forth and supplies. And he told me that there is no tractor under 40 horsepower that was manufactured in the United States in 1990. That's 26 years ago. Now, I believe that there's no tractor manufactured here completely. Not one tractor is completely manufactured here right now. What do you think? You think that's true?
I would go along 100% with that. I will also urge any and everybody listening to go to Alibaba.com, type in farm equipment, look at how many companies will pop up, whether they be there's lesser amounts in India than there are in China. But then look at how many products. I mean, there's a couple of companies making over 400 farming devices, whether they be tractors, pickers, harvesters, tillage, discs, harrows, rotavators, any kind of a tool you could imagine for farm use. And then you come to the great castrated beast of this country and see what you can find. Only thing you're going to find here outside of a real unique item manufactured and made here, everything else is we're a wholesaler. I mean, we buy and resell. I mean, we can't produce anything. I mean, for some reason, China's the only one that knows how to cast iron anymore. All the foundries have been closed. All the steel mills have been closed. And it's really a great thing. I mean, when our military buys ammunition from China, and we're going to have an argument. Does you really think we're going to have a fight with China if they're selling us bullets? We'll have to fight somebody. All they have to do is send the bullets out with no powder in them or bad primers. But better yet, just let's not send them out. You know, when they closed that lead foundry, the largest one left was where? In Sedalia, 2 hours from you?
Right near John Moore. Doe Run. It's called Doe Run.
Now nobody in this country smelters lead, so... Even if you wanted to build a bullet, I think Lake City is the only one that has a small, and that's only because most of Lake City's goes to a small amount to the military, but why would you shut a bullet factory down, or why would you sell or shut a main component to your vitality of a nation? Why would you close that? And a guy looks you in the face and goes, oh, we did this for your health. Which health is that? You know,
Joey, if you've noticed, the price of lead acid batteries has skyrocketed since that Doe Run was closed. You know, you used to be able to get a battery for a light truck battery for maybe $90, $85 for Now we're looking at 125 plus, right?
Yeah, 135 bucks. Yeah. You know, and that's just in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that new battery that you buy that used to last 7 years, you're going to play, it'd be like a miracle to get it to last 48 months, 42 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's exactly
all this built-in obsolescence. So even if you have a vehicle, you think you have fuel, you have everything you think you want for that rainy day, just as you and I have talked hundreds of times about tires. You used to buy a tractor, you got a 30-year-old tractor, and the OEM tire is still good. When the tire's replaced, you buy a great new tire that really a set of tires, they basically cost $1,500 to $1,800 plus the labor to put them on, plus the tube.
You're looking at close to, if you want to put a set of rear tires on a tractor, you're looking at easily $2,000 to put a set of tires on the rear of a tractor, or more. If you want the good ones, probably $3,000. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Joey, we're talking about the impression that we had that there are products that are made in the United States like tractors, farm tractors, and that's not the case. Would you share with our class some of the things that you've learned by talking to people who are in the business and where this old tooling goes that was from tractors and what really happens?
Yeah, a lot of the old tooling goes to these countries that are going to take, whether it's a Kubota that becomes a Coyote tractor or an International tractor becomes a McKendra tractor. I mean, apparently we don't need 1980 technology here. We need new and improved. But China, they could take our product, our old product, build it new, change the hood on it, and say, ah, here you go. You have a new tractor. There's the whole problem. And the one thing you notice when you go to a farm dealer today, it's like a 15-acre site, and the smallest tractor there is usually 150 horse. And like the guy says, we don't really sell parts. We sell new tractors. You know, and the day of the mom and pop having a 50-100-horse tractor is slowly being run out. It's evolving into a rust bucket. They tend to scrap. The Deutsch tractor is one of the best tractors. The guy buys the tractors. His father started a Deutsch dealership back in the early 70s. He gets all them tractors. He guts them out for the motor, and then they put water pumps and gen sets and send them all over the world because they still have a hard time building a better motor. You know, we were talking about tires. Take those new tires that are $2,000 to $3,000 for a new set of tires for that tractor that is worth about $3,000. I need $3,000, $2,000 worth of tires. And they're not going to last 30 years either. They're going to last 5 or 7 years because they're afraid to put real rubber in it. They use recycled rubber, as I'm told. So that falls apart. But the most important thing is anybody today learns, as far as I'm concerned, is if you don't start sharing, you might not like your neighbor. You may not care about your neighbor. But if you learn to respect them for what they are. I mean, in some, you have to be honest. You can't fix stupid. We all know that. But there's a lot of good people that, you know, you're never going to make this on your own. Always when you talk to somebody, as today, some two or three people may get an idea from today's show that will connect the dot, and that dot will, when they speak that dot to their friends, their friends will get a thought, that thought will move, and all of a sudden those thoughts start to spread like wildfire. And if it happens today and there's five or six people and tomorrow those five or six mention something, pretty soon at the end of the week, you've created one of those little pyramid marketing schemes, only it's done now with thoughts. And it's giving you a whole different perspective. I mean, who would imagine that you would buy new tires today and they would last 5 or 7 years on a tractor when you bought a tractor and their 30-year-old tractor will still have the original tire on it. And only because it either wore off and or you drove over a piece of I-beam that you didn't see and it blew a hole in it. That's the only reason you bought new tires. Yet the new tire, I've got a little Mercedes car, Michelin, 100,000-mile tires. They don't have 20,000 miles on them. They're six-year-old tires, and they're all spider-checked on the sidewalls. This is a Michelin tire. That tire should have lasted the life of that car. I don't get it. And it's every single thing we touch or do today. It's made with built-in obsolescence. Even the food you're eating. You know, how it used to last and how it will last are two different things. I bought a head of cabbage at Aldi's the other day. It's wrapped in cellophane. I bought actually three heads to make sauerkraut. The one head, it started to turn white, then it turned black, and obviously it had a bacteria in it that caused it to rot, where the other heads look brand new. What's that story you were talking about? Somebody had freeze-dried food that turned out to be bad.
Yeah. Joey, I have an old tractor that I inherited from my parents. It's 52 years old. Still has the original tires. 52 years old. Literally. So, and, you know, you look at the new, and it's a Cub Cadet, International Cub Cadet. You look at the new International Cub, the new Cub Cadets, those tires don't last 3 years. Joey, thanks so much for being with us.
Ben,
I appreciate all the information that you share with us.
I hope we didn't upset nobody's apple cart today.
I'm sure we taught a lot of people what's really happening. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.